Thank you. of being liable to be convicted in terms of taking one pay. We have heeded that concern, and we decided we would possibly refer students to the recruitment commission to introduce and the mental of that process. What we do, Mr. Chair, if I would like to take you, I want to speak to some of the documents that we handed out this morning, but we can stay with our goal on page 13. What we really propose to do at this stage is possibly to divide subclause 1 into 4 paragraphs. A paragraph A, B, C, and D. The existing paragraph A, B, C will then become paragraph B, C, and D. And then we insert a paragraph A where we take out the article. We insert that in the paragraph A, and then that paragraph A will then be and is on page 3 at the bottom of the document that we handed out to the afternoon, where we will isolate the term article and then that paragraph will be the manufacturer produces, possesses, distributes, or facilitates the manufacturer production of this decision. And then we say that it is intended to facilitate the commission of a sexual act with or by a child. And we think, well, that is our proposal to address the concern that Mark highlighted. Probably just this mention is there that I think that really something that we need to address at this stage, because the concern we check that we might be. That people who don't invite the actions in the consumer might become liable for condition. And in order to address that, we can clarify that condition by amending clause 18 and 14. Then the other item or proposed amendment under clause 18 is then primarily consequential as a result of the proposed amendment in item 1, and then also the other issues which we have mainly discussed on Friday. So many of the provisions there, or the items under the proposed amendment, you will find that we have discussed then. On Friday. That would be the first deviation or change from the document that we handed out to you on Friday. And then the next one will be the question of the Commissioner of Correctional Services, which we, in our bill, the reference in our bill as approved by the National Assembly is made to the, in some quarters, the Commissioner of Correctional Services, and other quarters, the National Commissioner of Correctional Services. You will recall that he came with proposed amendments to delete the word national, in other words, to refer throughout the law to the Commissioner of Correctional Services. However, on Friday, was he had to by the following supervisor that the Correctional Services Amendment Law was approved by the National Assembly, and that the Commissioner of Correctional Services will now stand in terms of that law. in the rainbow, goes here on by the the that if you look at the modern stuff, when children see the forms that they're left over in, so it's really one more to try to feeling a third with an idea of where it's a threat. Well, obviously, that people are in one form, so it's like, based on the preliminary discussion of the village on Friday, we have just submitted a proposal on the internet website, which will effectively take up the day for us, but we'll need the implementation of the whole the description of the treatment. However, the chief of the session of Friday, but I suppose that is not the way to go up and put it up. Mr. Chairman, that is on page 16 of the document that came with us, that brings us to our proposed amendments to the schedule. And those are exactly the same as what we have discussed on Friday. I don't think it's necessary to attempt to repeat them again. Ms. Clark, unfortunately, requested me to take a number of apologies for not being able to attend to those meetings as chair. She also, unfortunately, planned a week accordingly with a view of possibly meeting on Friday and Saturday, but she was. She said that in prior conversations, trying to think of something, but it would appear that she didn't much. She's, of course, our expert on the schedule. The only reason why I'm saying that is that might be a bit difficult for me to answer difficult questions on the schedule at this point. I must apologize. But yes, Mr. Chester, that is the document that you have in front of us. You done.
Right. I want us now to head now to have the sitting rooms and not just the common table or support or whatever, but I want to throw the light from the main issue of all of us have to go for the situation. Just to indicate from the main issue, let's ask from the other side. Very passionate one up to set our engine. Very passionate. That's the main thing that I want to go for. But we must have more than that. I want to go for one. We set power at it. And we must have a good one. Now, the second one is not me, that was handed over there. I had it on. I don't remember who had it. This is what they stand up for you. Don't read, just indicate the software or the process of the for example, the number 2. So that way it goes to page 7 of our main.
The first is the insertion of the definition of child pornography. That insertion will follow the definition of child. Then you will find that if you sit down on the page, you see the definition of national direct of public prosecution and you see the definition of minister. That is alphabetically in the wrong order. So our intent is to correct the alphabetical order of the two definitions. Then the next proposed amendment will be the insertion of the definition of pornography just before the definition of republic. And then the remaining First Amendment to Clause 1 to page over to page 8, you will find that in the definition of sexual violation, paragraph 8, Roman 3, begins with the word the mouth of the complainant. However, the word the very first verse in that line after Romans 3 is redundant, and we need to omit that word. Then you will find and I will just quickly read Paragraph 3. Circumstances in subsection 3, respect of which a person being the complainant of the voluntarily or without provision agreed to an act of sexual penetration and contemplated in section 3. Now, after 3, you will find a comma.
Yeah.
That incorrect and secure is just need to omit that comma and inquiry further and 4. Or an act of sexual violation as contemplated in section 5, 1, 6, and then once again a comma. We need to omit that comma as well. So in clause 1, those are the proposed amendments. The next proposed amendment,
but it's happening a lot better.
The next proposed amendment we find on page 11 under clause 10. You will remember that we said that we insert the definition of child pornography and pornography now. If you look at clause 10, in the middle of clause 10, the third line of clause 10 starts with exposure or display of child pornography as contemplated in paragraphs A, B, or C of section 19 as a result of the insertion of the definition of child pornography and pornography in clause 1. Those words are also now redundant. So that is what we propose to do on our document that we handed out, is that the words comma as contemplated in paragraph A, B, or C of section 19, comma, should be deleted or omitted from the relevant clause. After the word pornography in the third line, there is a comma. That comma must be omitted, and all the words up to and including the comma after 19 in the very next line. So the omission will be comma and contemplated in paragraph A, B, or C of section 19, comma. In clause 11, we need to omit the number in brackets 1. Clause 11 does not have any sub-clauses, so that is merely correcting incorrect numbering. Themselves with. So we propose that the word forth with being inserted after the second R in the first line of verse 12. So with the proposed amendment, paragraph D will be as follows. Of masturbation of or with an animal. Thank you. Yes, it's a very good question to raise because the short answer is if you look at our crime, it's unlawful and intentional masturbation of an animal. However, you will find that the example just used for any other breeder of any type of animal, even when you need to flee some of the semen of an animal, I suppose that is the manner in which you collect the semen. That will not be unlawful. That will not be an unlawful act. Strictly speaking, if, and I'm saying that I'm using the hypothesis, if that person is accused of a crime like this, the grounds for justification will be that the action was not unlawful to the extent that it is part his job, for example. But one can use many other examples where a person masturbates an animal, not necessarily within the parameters of the example that is given, but for some other type of sexual gratification, the type of unlawful activity that he would like to address in terms of his crime. Maybe just to add to that answer, Without the constraint
Pornography, and once again, that will propose for the first piece of the document that we
will happen in Colossians 3. But in the Greek version of the book, you see the Colossians 3 type in line 43, which begins with the word being a caregiver, parent. We need to insert a comma after the word caregiver. Otherwise, you'll find that the term is caregiver, parent. There are written two terms, caregiver and parent. So I think that's really one thing to say, breaking the actions of the term together. For 3-4, let's say you will recall that these clauses are to a certain extent very similar to the clauses relating to children. These are the against and against those who are mentally disabled. So for 3-4, to a large extent, those are the provisions are for 18, the sexual meaning of children. So what we need to do there is once again, on page 17 in line 14, after Romans 2, insert the word child pornography 4. And then in that line, fill the words as contemplated in paragraph A, B, or C of section 25, will then be omitted. In line 15, Romans 3, you find the words third publication. You need to insert the word for term. And then in line 17, you will find the word special emphasis T. However, we have a written T. Indicates who D is, so we propose that we omit that capital D letter and we substitute the following words: a person who is mentally disabled, bracket D bracket. And that is, that proposed amendment is accepted on page 7 of the document that we have about to show. Then, in sub 2A, Roman 2, once again, and this is now becoming mechanical to the extent that we are really mirroring what is happening in 18 as well. We need to insert the word child pornography 4 before the word pornography, and then omit the word contemplated in paragraph A, B, C, 4, C of section 25. Then, subclause 2A, Romans 3, in line 28, you will find the words of publication. You can insert the words for term. Then, in line 40, 2B4, again, the word dead child to pornography. We need to insert the word child pornography for before the word pornography, and then once again we omit a contemplated in paragraph A, B, or C of section 25. Then the last proposed amendment in that subclause or in that clause is paragraph B, 2, double C, in line 59, once again after the word sequence, to omit the word as contemplated in section 26.1, and to substitute those words with the words of pornography. Again, in clause 25, the amendment of retrospective was that we propose that we reject that clause, and we speak clearly and meaning active in the format on page 7. So we're doing exactly the same here as what we did with regard to the provision dealing with children. Then for 3-6, once again, some meaning for instance that we we also need to make words to be superficial. The superficial will be applied to the investigating officer. The heading is that if you within the time, we have met the word to be superficial, we insert the word investigating officer, and you have met the word safe. That's merely to reflect the content of the full statement.
Yes. Yeah. Can you just go back, please, to where you started now? I'll have to lay the mistakes on this. The last clause is the office now.
Sure. On page 22, Mr. Chen, part 3, I'm on our second hour goal now.
Yes, yes. Okay. I'm on.
My apologies once again. I didn't realize that if you look 39, 40 of the document that we handed out today. What we do is we insert in item 3, we insert the word and, but unfortunately, I want to consider this issue that we are not terminating the comma, but I see that we are making the comma. My apologies. The next one is the second line of the definition of licensing authority, the word licensed. Just incorrectly spelled, and we need to replace that word with the correct spelling of licensing. Then, the definition of relevant authority, paragraph D, you will find that the paragraph D starts with the word any, and that word is also redundant to be terminated that word, and that's the last item under clause 40. Clause 41, on page 369.41, you will see that paragraph C begins with the word to be granted a license, once again incorrect spelling and incorrect spelling. And then in line 42, still in that paragraph, we need to insert the words or where children are present or congregate after the word child at the end of paragraph C, just to ensure that the relevant verb preposition is correctly worded there. The very next time, the first line, you'll see the incorrect spelling of license again, you need to correct that. And then in line 3, we also need to include or insert the words all where persons who are mentally disabled are present or congregate after the words mentally disabled in the third line from the top of page 27, one can include properly. Clause 44, we correct incorrect spelling of license by 28, paragraph E, the third line from the top, towards the end of that line, you see that we need to correct the incorrect spelling. And then also in line 5, of paragraph E, which begins with the word supervision over or care of children. We need to insert the words all persons who are mentally disabled. Once again, just to ensure that this relevant obligation or entitlement in terms of Clause 44 applies both to persons who are mentally disabled. Children and persons who are mentally disabled. Clause 45. Clause 45 2A Roman 2. You will find the word at the end of the first sentence, whose particulars are recorded in the register. Those words form part of Roman 2, where they should actually apply both in respect of Roman 1 and Roman 2 in subclause 2A. So we propose that we move those words to the next line and then align them with the margin. Once again, a form of conformity to state that correctly. The very same line under 45.2c, in line 36, you will find the word as contemplated in section 51, that is unfortunately an incorrect track record. We propose to replace that with the relevant section 41. And then for 45, all is actually called 45.3. So we need to correct that as well. And then in that same subclause, the first line there, you will find once again the word provision of this section is guilty of, and you really need to insert a comma between the word section and the word is. For 46, in the second line of subclause 1 on page 28, you will see that that line starts with chapter, who is, we need to insert or was thereafter, after those words, and then in line 54, you start with the word committed. We need to insert the words for allegedly committed. And then in line 55, the last line on that page, after the word conviction, we need to insert the words for finding. And then on page 29, in line 7, and importantly, we fail to comply with subsection 1 or 2. Is guilty of anything? We insert the comma after the before the word is. For 47, using Mr. Chair, the heading, the word license appears incorrectly spelled. In the first line of subclause 1, once again, and then in the third line of subclause 2, once again, we need to correct the spelling of that word. And then in subclause 3, the second line begins with this section E. We need to insert the comma after section before E. For 48, subclause 3, second line to this section E, we need to insert a comma between the word section and the word E. For 49, G, the last word referred to in section 48. Once again, an incorrect track record must be section 50. And then in D, Roman 1, after a colon, we need to have a capital letter and to replace that lowercase D with a capital letter D. And then on page 29, in line 50, in other words, Roman 3, you will find the word license again. We need to correct the spelling there of. For 50. On page 30, in line 33, in other words, 51G, Roman 3, the last two words, whether committed before or after the commencement of this chapter, once again, forms part of the paragraph Roman 3, and it must be moved to the next line, and the line to the margin, to apply to both paragraphs 1, 2, and Roman 3. And then in subclause 2, subclause 2A, Roman 2, also ends with the word, must make an order that the particular of the person being included in the register, unfortunately, is also the same formatting error. Those words must be moved to the next line and aligned to the margin so that they apply to both Roman 1 and Roman 2. And then on page 31, Mr. Chair, Subclause 5A is the proposed amendment of National Commissioner. We've already gone through that one. And then in line 9, after the word child, we need to include the word including an offence of the person instead of 14 under Sexual Offences Act 37 Act number 23 or 37. Once again, just to complete the relevant responsibility that there is on the National Commissioner of Correctional Services. Then in line 14, you will find brackets Act number 23 or 37, which now as a result of the earlier decision becomes redundant, we have therefore an attempt to assess. And then in paragraph D, in line 16, the Commissioner of Correctional Services, we've already highlighted that one for you. On page 31, then in line 23, after the word possible, we need to omit the word a condition for a sexual offence against a child, or that is unnecessary repetition, and then we need to insert the word and offence contemplated in section 40 of the Sexual Offences Act. Yes, that is for 50%, for 51. 51A, Roman City, at the end of that sub-paragraph on page 52, you will find that the word is on the order semicolon. We merely need to insert an or to ensure that paragraph A and B are ready to discount it. For 52.2, towards the end of the first line, you will find the word purpose. And you merely need to revert to the word purposes to just in line with the previous use of the expression as being on page 32 in line 58, the fourth line of subclause 2, any person, any other person is, and we need to insert a comma between the word person is, and then on page 33, subclause 4, the same thing, in the 11th line of that page. Manner is guilty of an offence, we need to insert a comma between the words manner and is. Clause 53, we've already explained that to you, Mr. Chair, that's also the National Commissioner Amendment. But in clause 53.2, right at the end of subclause 2, you will find the word paragraph, which must be replaced with the word subsection. And clause 55 on page 34, you will remember that we spent some time with that proposal on Friday, where we indicated that this provision is based on a existing statutory provision that deals with conspiracy and the instigation to commit certain crimes. We felt that it might be just more in line with with that strategic vision, to insert the words after the very last word of that clause, to insert the words and maybe libel on the punishment in which the person convicted of actually committing that offense would be liable. Clause 56, we need to, as a result of proposed amendments, adapt our heading to read offences and sentencing. So part 2, the heading of part 2, defences, after the word defences, the word and sentencing will be included, and also the heading to clause 56, which includes the word and sentencing. After the word defences. Then, the second line of that clause, which begins with 6 and 7, we merely need to replace the word and with all. And then the only substantive reason to that clause is to be proposed to insert clauses 6 and 7. So you will also recall that on Friday we also decided to discuss those when we are talking about the aggravating factors which were taken into consideration by the courts extending to persons under the circumstances. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. are through to the next line and then align to the line and make sure that they apply in respect of line 3. Clause 67, you will find that in the very first line the word cabinet member appear. But we are referring to more than one cabinet member, so we just need to replace the word member with the member to ensure the plural form of that word. Clause 68 on page 40, the last three words of paragraph 1b, the word is hereby appealed, but also then you move to the next line. And the line to the mind and ensure that those words are applicable to both paragraphs 1A and B. Clause 68. Oh yes, that was clause 68. Then clause 70. Which is, if you look at 72B, you will find that the paragraph under B are numbered A and G. They should be numbered Roman 1 to Roman 7. We need to correct that. The rest of that is then okay. And then if you look at paragraph G in line 50, the last few words of the first line, for the purpose of any, and then all the words following that up to including the last word of that sentence, the word meaning, one to be, one to move to the next line, to the line to the next, to ensure that those words apply in the respect of the whole of paragraph B. For 71, in line 19 on page 41, you will find the word a paragraph and then A to G. We need to replace A with Roman 1 and G with Roman 7. And 71.4B, you find there's Roman 1, Roman 2, Roman 3, and then Roman 5 and 6. We need to replace 5 with Roman 4. And then at this point the proposed amendment surrounding the all the discussions surrounding the short title and the amendment. On page 16 of the document that we have shown here. And then we come to the as you will recall, Mr. Chair, that Clark and Friday extensively presented to the, and actually she did an exercise that we can see now and did today with regard to the perspective in England, so I don't know whether you want me to do that for you again here. I think
Yeah, challenging. And both of you are going to, but I just highlight that way. And of course, not really anything for another generation. Under the object of the bill, is there anyone to raise their colleagues under question? It's still our time, why we do a lot of the attention of the
Thank you.
one of one. Not the one day. We should not go to the one day. Therefore, the proof will be the honor of proof will be all the compeller to prove that he didn't or she didn't compel. Therefore, the first thing will come to the end. Because the person was forced to commit the act. He was required to prove that. If the person who forced the act will try. Therefore, that case, Mr. Bellman is not there to do. Therefore, say, committed to a home is not a concern. If A, if C was the one required to prove. Right? Because C, violation C, right? C violation C without the consent of B. But then the person who is who would C who would be the X, not the correct. It's A who compares. Therefore, for me, I think it's fair.
Thank you.
being compelled means that you will be slightly confused either by lack of faith or faith or something else. They will be slightly confused with this, you cannot refuse. So in other words, what you are compelled to do will solidly be anything that you need or to comply with. The various examples of one person comparing another, I don't know whether you can of course use will be necessarily all the things comparing circumstances. However, that is something that will be based on the fact that each person has a force or a circumstance, but I doubt very much that they need to go to the example of the circumstances. But unfortunately, the difficulty of being comfortable and being healthy, one can really adapt to the comfort to fit the content that you have. And the question is,
Okay. Now, can remove for this.
Are we able to get it? And we are contradicting ourselves. At the end of 20 years, you can go to me. It's our decision. And now, I have a basis of other. I'm confused. I don't know where we are going. The other time we said, abortion. Now
that's what we do. Then the owner of the room will see what I see. Yeah. But we want
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, in the faith interest of the Lord, I think very much my leading towards purity from the Bible, whether it's a prostitution or not. I think the faith interest of the Lord will be turned out from the Israel. But I think the ambit of your statement is quite clear, and it's something that is committed to the intention to eventually secondly exploit the town. We're talking about exploitation. That might be a border line. It's an extremely interesting example. But I doubt whether the question should be about a sexual delivery, and if so, why? And if we get positive response to those few questions, then we would be able to improve the process. But we've got a family system, we've got the family. Listen to that family, that would be in Latin America. Is it really? Is it really?
I'm speaking on behalf of my colleagues now, but I suppose
In terms of the team again, we're giving points. What are the opportunities? Send the most there. Thank you.